Let There Be Light. From Flashbangs and Frag Grenades. By Calchexis. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on League of Legends by Riot Games. Chapter 46. Aspects. Singed staggered back, his tower shield up against the suddenly blinding light that was pouring off of the creature in front of him, where once stood Cythria of Cloudfield. There was now a wholly different entity. It shared her face and the basic shape of her body, but that was where the similarities ended. Her chipped and tarnished armor now shone like burnished bronze, and her ragged brown hair flowed like a silken river of silver. Her broken blade was shattered no longer, but shone like silvered steel in the dawn above her head. What had once been a bent hilt and snapped metal now burned with the blue of a summer's sky, cut into the shape of a greatsword. Most notable, though, was the pair of gleaming, feathered wings that were folded out of her back, and which carried her aloft on ethereal winds that cast back the clouds of poison which Singed had been filling the air with.
Fascinating.
Singed stepped back, shield still held at the ready as the creature that had once been High Marshal Cythria leveled the blade at Singed's face.
Singed of Zaun!
Her voice carried only a hint of the mortal she had been, buried under layers of ancient will.
Your transgressions against Demacia, Piltover, and life itself are known to me. You have wielded your brilliance to create weapons of mass murder and destruction while stripping your fellows of their very minds, reducing them to beasts. Do you deny the allegations?
I do not, Singed replied. Though I do find it mildly humorous to be condemned by the avatar of a nation-state which force-feeds poison to a minority population.
A dry chuckle rattled in his chest as he stared down the blade into her eyes.
Tell me, Kale, where is your justice for the pilloried mages guilty only of their own birth?
You do not judge me, for only the divine may judge,
Kale replied with a thunder of quiet rage in her voice.
So saith the tyrant, Singed murmured softly.
Kale surged forward, carving a furrow in the thick steel of Singed's tower shield with the tip of her blade and sending him reeling back. Stomping a foot onto the ground, the so-called mad chemist planted himself, raised his shield, and from behind it used his other hand to free another vial from which he quaffed before tossing it away. Fire and lightning burned through his veins as the shimmer derivative caused his muscles to bulge, and he battered away Kale's follow-up strike. Then another. Each impact of blade against shield shook the earth and air around them, but even through the drug haze, Singed knew it could not last. Even were his strength as infinite as his foes, his shield was not, and every blow he deflected saw another piece carved from it. Mind racing, Singed doubled down and stepped into a swing, clashing his nearly demolished shield against Kale's sword, interposing the bulwark of metal between them as he swept a hand down and picked up a blade from one of the fallen knights who had not been quite swift enough with his mask. Kale split through his shield like it was rotten wood, sending it spinning away in two halves before driving her blade forward and burying a full hand's length of whatever material made up her weapon directly into Singed's chest. He did not try to dodge. Instead, Singed did the same, taking the blow to drive the blade he'd picked up straight through Kale's gut and out her back. The pain caught up a moment later, but was dulled by the pulsing mutagenic power of his concoction. Singed could feel his body burning as it struggled to heal around the unearthly metal of the blade that was trying to kill him, bone and muscle clenched almost of their own accord, snaring the weapon even as Kale tried to force it deeper. Then she twitched, coughed, and staggered back, ripping her blade out of Singed's body sideways and sending him stumbling away, bleeding profusely. Despite the pain, Singed's focus did not waver. His eyes remained fixed on the wound he'd dealt to her as Kale ripped the blade free and clapped a hand over the hole, which did not heal properly until she commanded it closed.
So,
Singed said, coughing up blood into his scarf as his body struggled to heal the grievous wound he'd been dealt.
Petricide weaponry can harm aspects. No wonder you never let them use it like that before now. How utterly fascinating.
I will not bend!
Light exploded from Kale's form as another set of wings erupted from her back, and her blade ignited with starfire. Heat rolled off of her like the pounding light of a cloudless summer's sun as Singed fell back to the field of corpses that lay crumpled in the remains of his adhesive and snatched up two of their petricite-edged blades.
Not my preferred weapon, he said calmly, but needs must.
Heretic!
Kale declaimed, eyes blazing gold and furious.
Technically,
Singed replied as he brandished his pilfered blades.
I'm a heathen.
We have moments, if even that, so I'll make this quick, Caitlin said as she reached into her vest. Lux flicked her fingers, conjuring splinters of light between them as the once sheriff of Piltover moved, and to her surprise, Caitlin's only reaction was to smirk faintly, even as Vi bristled. She moved slower, though, and cautiously as she drew out a thick, palm-sized notebook that, from the wear, seemed quite old. At least a few decades, if the tarnished brass fittings around the edges were anything to go by.
Relax, Blondie, Jinx said as she laid a hand on Lux's arm. They ain't here for blood. If they were, Kitty-Kate had shot me by now, and Vi be throwing punches, not dirty looks.
Come on, but... Jinx, you think I wanted this? Vi asked. Jinx shook her head.
Nah, but we got it anyway, right? That's trenchy life for you.
A wry snort escaped Vi as her face twisted into something between a smile and a grimace before saying,
yeah,
guess it is. Here. Caitlin held out the notebook. Take it. Lux took one step forward, but only one, before asking, and what exactly is it? The one chink in Camille's armor that I've been able to find, Caitlin replied, and she smiled very thinly. Perhaps you have a poor opinion of me since I was unable to see through your ruse, but that rather stinging failure aside, I'm quite a good detective in most other respects. Don't feel too bad, Lux said, allowing her lips to quirk partway toward her real smile as she approached Caitlin. The Noxians didn't do any better. She took the booklet between her finger and thumb and pulled, but Caitlin kept a firm hold of it. Through the notebook, Lux could feel the ex-sheriff's hand shaking. She could see the rage buried deep under those ice-blue eyes, and Lux recognized it all too well.
It hurts, doesn't it?
Lux said more than asked, still gripping the booklet. To realize that you're obeying the whims of a nation that cares nothing for its own people, that counters abuse and violence under the comfortable aegis of the greater good. Or in your case, progress. Caitlin narrowed her eyes. At least I tried to make a change. At least I tried to make things better. Lifting her chin to meet Caitlin's gaze belligerently, Lux said, tell me, who do you think is worse? Someone, she laid a hand over her heart, who commits acts of aggression and violence with the full knowledge and acceptance of what they do, or someone, she gestured at Caitlin, who does the same thing, ignorant of its consequence, and claiming the best intentions. Finally, that civil facade snapped. Caitlin dropped her rifle, which hit the ground with a clatter, and the notebook as she lunged at Lux with both hands out.
Blondie!
Kate!
To her credit, the ferocity of her temper caught even Lux off guard, and Caitlin managed to get both hands around her neck and bear her down to the ground with a crash. Spittle frothed at Lux's lips as she rasped out laughter, slamming one fist into Caitlin's ribs with one hand while wrestling to keep the woman from getting a solid grip on her with the other. They rolled across the polished floors, hissing and scratching at each other like mad cats. A part of Lux knew that she could just use her magic to end the fight, and there was certainly a smaller part of Caitlin which told the woman she could have just shot Lux through the head and done the same. But where was the fun in that? Ragged laughter escaped Lux's lips, only to be cut off as Caitlin managed to slam her onto her back and headbutt her. Stars exploded behind Lux's eyes as the back of her head smacked into the marble tile and sent a numbing shock down her spine. Her vision cleared just in time to see Caitlin throwing a punch, which Lux neatly jerked her head out of the way of. Caitlin's fist cracked against the floor, and she swore viciously, rearing back from the pain just enough for Lux to plant a knee between her legs, blowing the breath from Caitlin's lungs before throwing a punch of her own. Cartilage cracked as Caitlin's nose broke, and she was sent reeling to fall onto her back. Lux didn't move, her face and throat aching viciously from the beating while blood filled her mouth from a split lip and a bitten cheek. She was still staring at the ceiling and chuckling when Jinx's scarred face appeared in her vision with a raised eyebrow.
"I didn't kill her," Lux said.
"Yeah, thanks for that," Jinx said as she held out a hand. "Feel better?"
"A bit."
Lux took the proffered limb and used it to lever herself upright. Across from them, Vi was getting Caitlin up off the floor. She had an arm wrapped gingerly around her wife's middle, with Caitlin's arm slung over her shoulder, looking for all the world like a pair who had just walked out of a bar fight. There wasn't even a hint of the classy aristocrat whose image must have been slowly crumbling over the course of the war. Her hair fell in ragged strands over her face, her eyes were blazing, and her whole mouth and front were stained with blood, as Caitlin glared hatefully at Jinx over a crooked nose.
"Will you two just fucking relax?" Vi growled at them. "We're on the same goddamn side for once. Can we just fucking act like it?"
Lux spat a bloody goblet of phlegm on the ground, then looked back at Caitlin and said,
"She started it."
"I'm going to kill you with my bare hands one day, Crown God," Caitlin snarled.
"Bring it on, Kiriman."
"Are you too fucking serious?"
Vi looked up at Jinx pleadingly. Jinx just shrugged and said,
"10 coppers on Blondie."
"Just take the damn ledger, pal."
Pushing herself off Jinx, Lux held out a hand, and Jinx clapped the ledger into it. Turning it over, Lux riffled through the pages, scanning them quickly before looking up at Caitlin quizzically and saying,
"This is a penalty log from House Bulbok," Caitlin confirmed as she wiped drying blood from her lips. "I imagine Victor's already peeled upon a few blackened bodies from the Sun Gate, yes?" she asked, and Lux nodded.
"Then you must know about the Chemtech." Lux nodded again. Then her eyes widened and she flipped the ledger back open and started looking for
the frequency.
She pressed her finger to a series of numbers marked with a sonic register.
"They kept a record of the frequency in the penal log in case of an uprising, didn't they?"
"Bulbok always was the most draconian of us," Caitlin said with neither sneer nor pleasure. "Jace ordered them to turn it over, and surprisingly they did. The council wants their seats back, and they know that Camille won't return them without a bevy of strings. I just want this war to end. I want the horrors to end."
"We didn't want this war," Lux said. "I only ever wanted to be with Jinx."
"I don't care what you wanted. Just take the ledger and get out of my sight," Caitlin snarled. "And if I never see either of you again, it will be too soon."
"Kate."
"Hey, Vi."
Jinx moved away from Lux, her voice suddenly and uncharacteristically serious.
"Before we go, I need to, I guess. Don't know if you know, but the old dog, he's gone, Vi."
Something went out of Vi at those words, and muscles around her jaw tightened. Lux even watched the hate that had contorted Caitlin's face a moment ago almost melt away, as she looked away from them and up to her wife. In the distance there was a peal of thunder, a flash of lightning, and rain began to fall.
"When?" Vi asked. "When did it... how?"
Lux felt Jinx's hand curl tightly around her own, and Lux gave a gentle squeeze back as Jinx said,
"At the Sun Gate. That crazy robot redhead jumped us, and Warwick... Pops, he got on her, but he was hurt real bad, and he wanted me to take the shot, so ran."
Vi hissed, "another fucking gleam spire."
"Blondie's right,"
Jinx said shakily as she wrapped her arms around herself, and Lux touched her shoulder gently.
"I didn't want a war. I just wanted to be left alone. I just I just wanted Piltover to fucking leave us alone.
The pounding rain filled the deafening silence as Lux looked up at Vi and Caitlin. She saw in them the best of Piltover's people. The high-minded and truly noble aristocrat and the vox populi who believed in a better world. It was really a shame that their efforts came to nothing. In a fair world, they would have been heroes, lauded for bringing equality to two troubled cities. In a fair world, Lux would have been raised with her family, and Silas wouldn't have died under the petricite boot heel of Demacia's regressive anti-mage regime. There were no fair worlds, though, not really. Just end this war. Caitlin said wearily, one way or another, just end it. Please. We will. And trust me, Lux said as she tucked the ledger into her vest, you'll hear all about it. Amidst the strewn rubble of a broken city, an angel fought a mad scientist. Although Singed did not consider himself an artist of any sort, he did see a bit of poetry in that. The notion of traditional divinity coming to blows with man-made science was certainly a worthy allegory explored by many a fictive creation. Usually such things, at least in Piltover and Zaun, ended with a certain secular moral, but as it turned out, when applied literally, the angel tended to win. Singed pulled himself up from the shattered metal wall he'd just been thrown through and raised yet another snapped blade. He was running out of them, and it was becoming increasingly clear that while the density of the petricite particulate in the refined edges was enough to penetrate Kale's enchanted armor and skin, it was not enough to make the wound stick. His bones were aching and his muscles shaking. Singed could feel his heart and lungs laboring as he rose to his feet. The concoctions he had imbibed were running their course. He could feel the regeneration slowing, his bones popped back into place, and his flesh sealed, but nothing like as quick as it had been.
"Memo to me," Singed muttered as he stepped out of the hole in the spire wall and onto the street. "Focus the next batch on duration."
He raised his hand to the four-winged vision of justice descending from on high. She gripped that blade, which shone with unearthly light in one hand while the other seemed to clutch the light of the sun itself.
"Your monstrous science fails you, old man,"
Caitlin toned as she leveled her blade at him.
"I will burn all of your fell creations. I will purify this land with fire if I must."
"And how much of your host do you leave behind, I wonder?" Singed asked.
"It is a holy sacrifice."
"Agree to disagree."
Kale darted forward, and Singed swung the broken blade he still held in his hand at her, but she was right, his science was failing him. The painkillers and chem-hansmans did not last forever, and the battering he had taken had pushed him to his limit. The snapped hilt spun from his hand to the ground as Kale plunged her blade into his chest, driving him down and pinning him to the concrete.
"You,"
she hissed,
"deserve this."
Singed grappled with the blade, struggling every moment to keep it from going deeper even as the keen edges bit into his palms. The blade was hot as iron pulled fresh from the forge, and he could feel it searing his flesh and smell the acrid chemical stink of his blood cooking off of it.
"And the wicked shall fall!"
Kale roared, pushing harder.
"The wicked shall burn!"
Above them, thunder crashed, and a lightning split the sky with a clarion shriek of inhuman volume that slammed into Kale, plucking her off of her own blade, and sent her hurtling through the air to slam into the ground and come skidding to a halt as rain began to pour in sheets across the city. Turning his head weakly, Singed watched as Seraphine Glask descended from the sky, carried on a cradle of storms, to float mere inches above the ground. Her eyes were pupilless and glowing with arcane, and her hair and gown whipped around her in the gale as she settled a hand on the pommel of Kale's blade and carefully pulled it free of Singed's chest. He coughed up blood as his punctured lung made itself known, only for his breathing to suddenly clear, and the exhaustion in his body began to wane into something more like a dull roar. The rain was washing his wounds away.
"Go!"
Seraphine's voice was layered over and over again with so many other voices. and under all of them was one that sounded like the rumble of a distant and almighty thunderhead.
Leave her to me.
The sword vanished from Seraphine's hand and reappeared in Kale's as she stood and glared death at the intruder and singed for once, decided that perhaps a touch of pious obligation might be warranted.
As you say, Lady Glask, Singed said, bowing his head. Do try to return to us, won't you?
Seraphine flicked her gaze to him briefly, quirked her lips, and then nodded before turning back to Kale. Singed still believed the words he had spoken to Cythria that were only monsters. Gods were merely monsters of a different scale, and so it was appropriate, he thought, that such monsters fight one another. Still, he couldn't complain. He had gathered some very valuable data.
The text of this story is available on AO3. Music by Dot Matrix. If you would like me to record a story, voice over a character, get in touch using the contact information available on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server, where I record things live for your enjoyment. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.